This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif issued a warning Thursday as the war of words between the United States and Iran intensifies. AP correspondent Rita Foley has more.
The U.S. says Iran is behind the drone and missile strike on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities over the weekend, but Tehran denies it and is warning that any retaliatory attack would lead to all-out war. With a lot of casualties, in the words of Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. He says his country doesn't want a military confrontation, but warns Tehran won't hesitate to defend itself. He spoke after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called the attack an act of war. Rita Foley, Washington.
U.S. Special Envoy for Afghanistan Zalmay Khalilzad has appeared today before a House Representatives Committee to answer questions about how about now stalled peace talks with the Taliban and the Trump administration's plans now that the president has called off the negotiations. Khalilzad held 9 rounds of negotiations with Taliban representatives in Doha, Qatar, and just before Trump scuttled the process, had announced an agreement in principle with the Taliban. Canadian leader Justin Trudeau admitted to and apologized for wearing brown face makeup at a costume party in 2001.
I take responsibility for my decision to do that. I shouldn't have done it. I should have known better. It was something that I didn't think was racist at the time, but now I recognize it was something racist to do, and I am deeply sorry.
Later Thursday, Trudeau held a press conference in which he called his behavior unacceptable and said he never should have done it. Time magazine posted the photo, which it says was published in a private school yearbook, where Trudeau worked as a teacher before entering politics. This is VOA News. The leader of Israel's Blue and White Party reiterated